If you'd like to get ready to charge your glasses, we're going to have the first of the toast, the first of the four cups. And the reason why the reason why we're doing a meal is because in the Old Testament, the Jewish people, they hardly went, they hardly went a month or two without having a festival, without having some food and taking some time off. And so during Lent, we're going to be looking at this whole festival thing. And the chief one, as Albert was saying, was the Passover festival when they had these four cups. So the first cup that the that was celebrated at the Passover was the cup of thanksgiving or of sanctification. And it's to remind us, as it said here, that there's good things that happen, but there's also bad things that happen. And so we're going to drink this cup together. And if we can all stand and say the words that are on the screen, and then we'll drink the cup. Okay? And have you all got a cup, yeah? Okay, together, we drink this cup to remind ourselves that all things good and bad in life can and will work together for our good. Thanks be to God. And now as we go into our dessert, Andrew is going to tell us a little bit about the tradition behind pancakes.
Okay, I've been given the job of giving you a very quick summary on Shrove and where the story of Shrove Tuesday comes from. Shrove comes from the word shrive, which means to confess. There was a time when people would confess what they'd done wrong before going into Lent. In the Middle Ages, people used to confess their sins before Ash Wednesday, just as the Jews did, so that they were going in and it would be into a time of fasting where Lent's leading up towards Easter. And pancakes on Shrove Tuesday were basically used to use up all the eggs and butter and other luxury things they had in the house so that those would be used up. They wouldn't be going off over Lent whilst they couldn't eat them. So they'd all be used up for pancakes and things like that. In France, the Catholics celebrated it and they called it the Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday. I don't think we'd get away with that these days, probably. And it was celebrated like a carnival. And a carnival means a farewell to meat or flesh. So it's very relevant for going into Lent that we're going into a period where giving up meat and flesh and looking more at looking towards Easter. Obviously, the Mardi Gras has now become something completely different and is now just a carnival in New Orleans. And it's little to do with the original meaning of Shrove Tuesday. But Shrove Tuesday was all looking at using up are good things that we could go into Lent and looking at having a time of a feast before this time of Lent, before Easter. Thank you.
While you're enjoying your sweet and the next cup we're going to be looking at is freedom. And one of the things is that when The story in the Bible about, remember about Moses, the prince of Egypt. Some of you have maybe seen that film, and how Moses goes into Egypt and he sets the children of Israel free, and he takes them to the place of freedom. And the next cup we're going to toast God is all about freedom, and we're going to show you a little video about that just now. While you're eating, and it's just to think about, it's a Paul McCartney song talking about the importance of freedom, and just think about people around the world today who would long to be free. And then after that, we'll stand and we'll toast freedom.
These four cups that we're talking about tonight, they're all based on two verses in Exodus. And somebody from the Mosleys, once again, is going to readers, the two verses, in this, if you listen for the four I wills, each of the cups is linked to an I will.
You've got your mic?
Oh, it's here.
Okay, the next reading is from Exodus 6, verses 6 and 7. And it says, "Therefore say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you from an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians."
So the first cup was the cup of thanksgiving, and the second cup that we're going to raise our glasses to, or that we're going to drink, is now the cup of deliverance, based on that second part of the verse. I will deliver you from slavery, and God delivers us from all that holds us. So if you can all stand and take your second cup. And if we can say together, we drink this cup to remind ourselves that we have been freed from the power of a past sinful lives, and we long to live in the freedom of Christ.
Now we come to the third cup. And the third cup in the text is talking about God is a God who redeems us, who redeems us and gives us our lives back. When things go wrong, God comes and buys us back and gives us a purpose again when everything's gone wrong. Now, there's a famous film that's well known. It's known as Shawshank Redemption. And it's the story of a prisoner who finds himself in prison. He believes that he pleads innocent. You don't really know if he ever is innocent or not. But one of the things he realizes is that he needs hope in order to survive in prison. And this clip is all about him encouraging others to find hope, and that hope eventually brings him to the place where he actually gets free, but his life is redeemed in different ways. It's a great film. If you get a moment, if you're able to watch it, well and good. I think, I know it's noisy amongst everybody having food and all that, but we'll turn the volume up and hopefully you'll be able to understand this clip and enjoy it. In the film, he says, "Hope is a good thing." I wonder how many of you tonight can just stop and think, what was your life like last year? What was it you were hoping for last year? And perhaps some of these hopes have happened and have come true. Things that you thought could never happen have happened. And the whole idea is that God is giving you your life back. God is giving us our lives back in so many different ways. And then there's one other quote. It's just simply this: get busy living or get busy dying. And you know, so often that's what we've got to be thinking about our lives too. The great thing is that we've got a future, we've got something to thank God for, that our lives have been redeemed. And so that's the third cup. And let's just toast God and thank God for the hope that's in our lives and for the things that we can be thankful for and know that we've been redeemed. And so if you take the third cup, we'll all stand and we say together, are we all standing? We'll sit together. We drink this cup because you have first drunk from it and saved us by your selfless and sacrificial love. We have been redeemed. We come to the fourth cup. And the fourth cup is all about, it's called the cup of restoration. It's about being God's people and God giving us something to share with others and to rejoice in. And one of the things we wanted to thank God for is all the people that are here today, all the folks that are here this evening. We want to thank God for all the various groups that work and share within the life of the church, and the folks that were over in India, part of the mission team over there, some of the folks that come to Bounce Higher, and others that are in Avenue, and those that are part of the whole family of the church. We want to just thank God that God is building His people and growing, and here's a new congregation started tonight, and you've been part of that. And is that not something to be really thankful for? So let's toast God that God brought us here tonight to celebrate all that we have. So let's stand again and do our fourth toast. We drink this cup to celebrate the joy of belonging to God's family. Brilliant. You may be seated and we're going to sing God is Good. And if you want to stand to sing this one, because this is our last song for tonight, then we'll go for it.